Ladies and guys who worry that they're not going to be exceptional. Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet. This is the Kill You're in a Loser podcast. Let's fucking go. One of my old coaching clients, I had him on the podcast. And after the podcast, maybe a week or so later, he sent me this voice message with some extra thoughts that he had about maybe the most important thing that he's taken from coaching and something that's really helped him. So I'm going to play his audio that he sent me, and he's given me permission and said he's happy for me to mention this on the podcast. So I'll play the audio now, and then we're going to talk about it.
Hey, Andy. I thought of something that I wanted to say during our podcast. I meant to say during our podcast, but I forgot when you asked me about, do I recommend coaching? Just forgot to say it. Basically, I wanted to say, you've got a questionnaire on your website when you have people sign up for coaching. And one of them is, how serious are you on a scale of 1 to 10? And when I signed up, I was a little hesitant to put a 10. I think I had heard you say once in a podcast that if someone didn't put a 10, you'd think they weren't serious and you wouldn't take them. So I put a 10, but I actually was not sure if I was a 10 in terms of how hard I would go. And I think I said to you in that initial call or the questionnaire that I felt like I wasn't as much of a go-getter as other people. And you told me, like, hey, that doesn't matter as long as you show up every day. And I'd say that that bore out in our coaching, that just showing up every day was enough. And so I would say that as well to people who are thinking about coaching, who are on the fence. Like, if you can show up every day, then you do have what it takes, even if you don't feel like you're, you know, as much of a go-getter as some of the guys who, like, you know, bang, you know, 10 girls in 3 months or something crazy like that. Not that that's that crazy, but, you know. So yeah, that's just something I wanted to add. Have a good one, man. Later.
I really want to underline and highlight what he's just said there in that message, you know. A lot of guys will, or a lot of my client interviews that I do, you know, a lot of the content that I share on my YouTube channel and a lot of the podcasts and stuff I do on this podcast here, I will highlight some guys and some achievements and some people that have done really amazing, insanely cool things. You know, people who've had threesomes, who've had sex with, you know, 10 women in 10 weeks when before that they were, that only had sex with 2 women ever, or guys that had lost their virginity. You know, I've shared a lot of really cool stories because those are inspiring, because I love to celebrate those guys and their hard work and the achievements and things that they've done. But it can be very easy to hear and listen to and watch all of those and then compare yourself to those people and feel like maybe you're falling short. And as this coaching client or this old client of mine said in his voice message, he had those same sort of fears when he first signed up for coaching. He was worried that he wouldn't be a go-getter, or that he wouldn't be an ass kicker, or that he would be, you know, a little less, maybe ambitious isn't the right word, but less of an ass kicker. And the number of clients that have said this to me, where they basically say, I'm just worried I won't be as good as all the other people in the coaching program, or I won't do as good a job, or I won't make it as far, or what if I waste my time, or what if I let you or the other people in the group down? And at the end of the day, as this client said, the only expectation that I have if you're to sign up as one of my coaching clients, or the only expectations that I want you guys to have for yourself, if you're just out there improving yourself and doing that by yourself, the only expectations that you want to have, and the only expectations I have for you guys, is to just show up every day and try. As long as you're taking some baby steps every day, as long as you are showing up, as long as you're out there on the front lines, or you're going to the gym every day, or 5 days a week or whatever, as long as you're actually showing up and just trying, that's what really matters. Consistency over time, taking little baby steps and taking action every day, overload, like progressive overload, and improving yourself just a little bit every single day, aiming to be 1% better than you were the day before, taking those little baby steps. These are all different ways of phrasing the same concept, which is, you don't need to be this absolute badass. We're just aiming to be a little bit better every single day. We're aiming to take a few steps every day and move forward on this path of growth and self-improvement and self-actualization and all of this different stuff. And so the only things that ever really matter is that you do a little bit every day and you don't quit. That's it. That's the cheat code to success. That is the only thing that really matters in life. Show up every day, do a little bit, and don't quit. That's it. If you just don't quit, even if you're not an absolute badass, you will absolutely make it further than you ever could have dreamt. I have quite a few coaching clients who aren't ass kickers, as in they're not badasses, and this coaching client is one of those guys. You know, he's not the kind of guy who just goes out there and does insane shit. But what he did do every single day in the coaching program was he showed up and he worked on his honesty. He worked on his confidence. He worked on just taking action even when he was terrified. And he was really terrified of a lot of things. He was terrified of opening up to women. He was terrified of being more sexual. He was terrified of even just talking about sex. That wasn't something that he was super comfortable with. And he just embraced these fears and pushed himself to work on them. And it was very difficult at the start for him, or is very uncomfortable, I could say. But he took action and he ended up having a fucking amazing success story. I've posted it on my YouTube channel. And I've had so many coaching clients who have just pushed themselves a little bit every day. They're not like badass, you know, insane ass kickers, but what they are is consistent. And what they are is humble. They are humble enough to say, I don't have to be this absolute badass who's going to do insane, crazy things that will be talked about for the next 5 years. I don't have to do that. I just have to show up, humble myself, and not be too good to take little baby steps every day, because a lot of guys are too good for that. They're not humble enough. They'll say, nope, if I'm not doing crazy stuff that's even better or as good as everyone else, then there's no point. No. Humble yourself. Be okay with taking those little baby steps every day, even if it's not glamorous, because taking baby steps isn't very glamorous, is it? No one's going to pat you on the back and say, oh my God, congratulations, you went outside for 10 minutes a day. I will congratulate you on that, but it's not glamorous as maybe having a threesome or having a bunch of sex or doubling your business's income or losing 50 pounds. But humble yourself and be fall in love with the process and be humble enough to go out there and just take a little baby step every single day. The other thing to think is all the achievements that I, Andy, have accomplished, you haven't seen all the days where I did just show up and do a little bit of baby steps or take a few little baby steps. You haven't seen those days. I try and tell you that. I try and tell you that a lot of my goals or all of my goals have come from a lot of consistency over a long period of time. You know, I've been doing my website and my blog for the better part of 3 years at this point. It's taken me 3 years to get to the point I'm at now. I've been working on my self-improvement and my mental health and my happiness for about 10 years. You know what I mean? It's taken me quite a while and quite a bit of consistent energy and effort, but it's very easy to just look at the things that I've done and say, oh, look, he has a lot of threesomes. Wow, that's cool. Like, but you don't understand that I worked on that stuff and I worked on myself and I worked towards those goals for years and years and years. And there are a lot of days where all I did was show up and do an absolutely tiny little baby step over and over and over again, repeated over time until I did reach my goal. And there's something beautiful to be said about that, that consistency, that just showing up, that humility, being humble enough to say, I'm not too good to just do little baby steps. I'm okay with doing little baby steps. And so if you can humble yourself enough to just take those little baby steps, amazing things are waiting for you. So many of my coaching clients reach their goals by just being consistent. And all you see at the end is the testimonial or the interview that I do with them where you go, wow, look at everything this guy did in 12 weeks. But what you don't see is that that's 12 times 7 days times 16 hours a day you're awake for, that this person just showed up and, you know, put their head down and was just consistent. It's not like they did anything crazy. They were just consistent. And so I really want to highlight and underline the value of consistency, the value of just showing up. And please don't use other people to compare yourself to them and say, well, they've done crazy stuff and I can't be like that. Most of my successful, or a lot of my most successful clients have just shown up every day and done a little bit. They're not crazy, badass ass kickers. They're not any different from you. They're not any different from anyone else. They have just shown up and be consistent. A lot of my coaching clients that I work with now are completely just normal, average dudes. And I don't mean that in a, like, I mean that in a good way. They're just absolutely fucking normal people who have the humility to say, well, if other people can put in the hard work and be consistent, maybe I'm not too good for that. Maybe I can do that too. And so if you're sitting there thinking, oh, but I don't know that I could do all the crazy shit, or I don't want to let Andy down, or I don't want to let them down, or I don't want to let the community down. No. Be humble enough to just take some baby steps. If you want coaching, obviously reach out to me. The number of people that want coaching with me have the money to pay for coaching with me, or, you know, and remember that I have payment plans, but the number of people that want coaching and can access the coaching, but they don't because they're scared or because they're worried that they won't be an ass kicker or because they compare themselves to the testimonials and things like that that I've shown, it blows my mind, guys. Like, I promise you, I will embrace you with open, welcome arms. Everyone in the coaching program, all the other guys in the coaching group will be so fucking nice to you. Even if you think, I don't know if I can be an ass kicker, I don't know if I can achieve very much. Hey, can you take one little baby step forward? If the answer is yes, shoot me an email. I'll leave a link in the description below where you can click to sign up for coaching. Don't be too good for coaching. Don't be too good for self-improvement. Don't be too good for this community. Reach out, take that first baby step. And if that baby step is hitting me up for coaching, fucking do it. After that, guys, you know exactly what to do. Go out there and crush those goals.